Radio Prague News.
The anti-corruption police have proposed that five people be charged in connection with Prague's open card system. A personal lawsuit against former Trade and Industry Minister Martin Kocourek has been dropped. And Czech competitors have won bronze in the men's kayak 4, 1,000 meters at the Olympic Games. The anti-corruption police have proposed that five people should be charged in connection with Prague's open card system who are suspected of having violated the law on several counts, including that they signed disadvantageous contracts that resulted in damages of around 70 million crowns. Police spokeswoman Pavla Kopecka issued the statement on the unit's website on Thursday. If the case against the five went to trial and the suspects were found guilty, they could face up to 8 years in prison. In related news, the head of the country's anti-corruption police, Tomáš Martinec, revealed not long ago in an interview for financial daily Hospodářské noviny that important documents related to the case had been shredded at City Hall during the tenure of controversial former mayor Pavel Bem. The ex-wife of former Trade and Industry Minister Martin Kocourek has withdrawn a lawsuit against her ex-husband, in which he had been seeking 8 million crowns he allegedly concealed during their divorce. The amount was half of the funds Mr. Kocourek hushed up so they would not fall within their divorce settlement. Olga Kocourková's lawyer said her client had decided to settle personal matters outside of the courtroom. The development will likely impact an additional charge against Mr. Kocourek and his mother in May of damaging a creditor carrying a possible sentence of up to 8 years. The Daily Pravo reported recently that the police had recommended the case be dropped. The police have revealed that they caught 300 more motorists driving under the influence of drugs in the first quarter than during the same period last year. In 2012, they caught 2,500 people who had gotten high behind the wheel. The head of the traffic police, Leos Tržil, said on Thursday that the issue mostly concerned motorists between the ages of 18 and 40. The dean of the first faculty of medicine at Charles University, Tomáš Zima, has suggested the real numbers were probably high even before, but that the police had now heavily intensified their focus on drug users. Most of those on drugs behind the wheels were either using marijuana or pervitin. The Social Democrats have squarely rejected criticism comparing the language on one of its election billboards to anti-Semitic and anti-clerical rhetoric used during the Third Reich in Nazi Germany and later by the Czech communists. In a joint statement, the head of the Czech Bishops' Conference, Cardinal Dominik Duka, the chairman of the Federation of Jewish Communities, Jiří Daníček, and the chairman of the Ecumenical Council of Churches, Joel Rummel, suggested that those who remembered the previous periods would not be fooled by the Social Democrats' use of words. The billboard in question opposes church property restitution, which is supported by the right-wing parties in government, the Civic Democrats and Topo 9. Social Democrat Deputy Chairman Lubomír Zaorálek said the statement by Cardinal Duka and colleagues was unacceptable, and he slammed the cardinal, saying he needed to read up on his World War II history. According to Mr. Zaorálek, while a number of Social Democrats laid down their lives in the fight against Nazism, the church's role during the same period was ambiguous. And we turn quickly to sport now. Czech competitors Havel, Trefil, Dostal and Škerba finished third in the men's kayak 4, 1,000 meters at the Olympic Games. The bronze brings the overall medal tally for the Czech Republic to 7. The competition was won by Australia. Hungary's team came in second. A quick look at the weather now. Cloudy conditions with sunny periods are expected on Friday. Daytime temperatures should reach highs of around 21 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Vellinger. You'll find more news at our website, radio.cz. But that's it for me. For now.